Fake news is in the news. Yesterday, Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar repeated the discounted theory that left-leaning activist George Soros funded the white supremacists in the Charlottesville rally to gin up race issues, that as a young Jew in Hungary, Soros collaborated with Nazis. Both fake stories spread by alt-right radio's Alex Jones. Well, there's also fake news about the Las Vegas shooting. Kate Somers-Dawes is deputy managing editor of Mashable, here for our weekly social media roundup. Kate, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
So, Kate, what you thought was interesting on social media, and it is also reprehensible, is that there are a lot of people who thought that Las Vegas didn't really happen, that it was a false flag being an event that's, you know, like a flag planted to deceive, to make it look as if something happened, usually by the government. Who was saying this, and what was the nature of the false flag on social media?
You saw this term sort of start to spread really quickly after the events in Las Vegas. And not long after they happened on Sunday night, YouTube's algorithm, for instance, quickly added the term false flag to its search terms about Las Vegas. So if you were going into YouTube and putting that term in, then false flag would come up and return videos spreading this conspiracy theory that the shooting wasn't real. I'm looking at a screenshot of a video that has images from Las Vegas that say, "Las Vegas shooting, an Illuminati masterminded agenda, no doubt about it," with an exclamation point.
And do we know if people like conspiracy theorist Alex Jones were behind this? Because he also thought that Newtown, the Sandy Hook school shooting, was a false flag, never happened.
It's very hard to know where these terms initially come from. We do have reports that he was using the term false flag on his radio show. But there's also a, you know, kind of rampant misinformation on the message board 4chan, which is sort of a dark corner of the internet that was pushing all kinds of false narratives around Las Vegas. It's hard to tell where they start, but they very quickly snowball and end up in places like YouTube at the very top of Facebook's trending topics.
No, it's obscene. I mean, ask the families of the 58 who died and the 500 injured if this was a false flag. Let's move on to news yesterday that film producer and studio exec Harvey Weinstein settled claims of sexual harassment over several decades. What's been some of the reaction?
The reaction has been swift and fierce. Some celebrities, it's obviously a difficult position for a woman in Hollywood to be in, to speak out about this kind of abuse, given how powerful Harvey Weinstein is and how successful he is. But a few celebrity women have tweeted about it. America Ferrera tweeted yesterday, "The abuse of power must be called out, however powerful the abuser, and we must publicly stand with those brave enough to come forward." There's also a really interesting thread that is gaining steam on Twitter. A woman named Anne Donahue wrote, "When did you meet your Harvey Weinstein? I'll go first. I was a 17-year-old co-op student, and he insisted on massaging my shoulders as I typed." And the interesting thing about that message is there are scores of women responding to her. It's a sobering read.
By the way, there's also a tweet from Yasher Ali to Michael Moore. "Any word on your friend and business partner, Harvey Weinstein? You've had no problem tweeting about O'Reilly and others on the right. Harvey Weinstein seemed to be on the left." So interesting challenge there. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton kind of stepped in it after he had an exchange with a Charlotte Observer female reporter. The first voice we hear is that reporter. Let's listen.
"Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?"
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
He thought it was funny. Many female reporters didn't.
That's right. No female reporter that I could find found that funny. And they responded in kind on Twitter. Andrea Adelson, who's from ESPN, wrote, "Every female sports reporter has encountered a Neanderthal like Cam Newton over the course of her career. They go low, we go high." Another reporter from ESPN, Catherine Terrell, wrote, "What frustrates me about Cam Newton's comments? He's not joking around with friends. He's being condescending to a reporter." Jordan Rodrigue, who was the reporter who asked the question, quickly tweeted, "I don't think it's, quote, funny to be a female and talk about routes. I think it's my job."
And we're going to end on a light note because we need it. On Monday, one of our colleagues, NPR editor Christopher Dean Hopkins, accidentally used NPR's Facebook account to tweet out about what people thought was his cat named Ramona. The tweets were, "Ramona is given new toy, smiles, examines for 20 seconds, discards. Ramona gets a hug, acquiesces momentarily, squirms to be put down. Ramona sees three cats 30 feet away, shrieks." What really happened and what was the response?
It actually has a twist ending. Many folks thought that it was about his cat. The post is about a baby. We're assuming his baby. The internet loves babies. The internet loves cats. The last time I looked, there were 84,000 reactions to that post, 6,400 comments, and people just responded with joy. One user wrote, "This is so much better than the depressing news lately. Can Ramona updates be a new NPR feature?" And then they wrote, "Also, is Ramona going to get a cat? I think she needs a cat."
Somebody else wrote, "This is the best way to accidentally post on your employer's social media account."
That's right.
Kate Summers-Dawes, Deputy Managing Editor of Mashable, will link to everything at hearandnow.org. Kate, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.